Good afternoon, Bay Area. Welcome to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden, where every week we tap into the Bay Area art scene and bring you rich conversations with artists. On today's show, singer and cellist Mia Pixley has a new album that challenges long-held beliefs about darkness. Then West Oakland-based guitarist and singer Naya Cephas talks about her debut album. And former X Factor contestant Jason Brock is planning a jolly good time for people at his upcoming holiday show. Today's show is about people who can sing, except me. That's all coming up. But first, a word from my KALW colleagues, Angie Coro and Marcus Rosario, on our membership drive.
The wonderful thing about Janae is if we asked her to sing, she would. How cool is that? And would that add that much more value to your KALW membership? So become a member right now. KALW.org.
Or call 1-800-525-9917 and give what you can. A little goes a long way. It's the last time that you were asking for your support. If you haven't, if you aren't a member, please do it now. Call 1-800-525-9917 and give $10, $15, whatever you can afford.
It really comes down to that. I mean, everybody's means are different. Some of you may, in fact, easily access $5,000 or $10,000 to make a leadership gift, and that will be used to motivate other people to become members. Maybe you're more at the $500 level, and you can get a little memorial at the KALW New People Studio. You can join us for as little as $5 a month. If you want to up that a little bit and compensate for those listeners who can't give, $10 a month. It's all on you to decide. It is up to you to decide. It is your privilege to decide what you can do to support KALW. And do that little bit. That's what we're asking you, just what you can. 800-525-9917 or go online at KALW.org.
Support local independent public media. KALW has been around for a really long time, 80 plus years. We want to be around for another 80 more, but we can't do this without you. We are real people. We do write the stories. We do press the buttons. We do type the words. There is no other place like KALW that you can't get anywhere else. So call 1-800-525-9917 and give what you can. Maybe add us to your streaming bundle of things. $5 a month, maybe $10 a month. Add us to that. It shouldn't be that hard. Or you can go to KALW.org and hit that donate button, maybe for the price of a couple cups of coffee a month. Add us to that rotation.
Absolutely. You know, do it the way that you're most comfortable with. The key thing is to do it, as did James Respes from San Andreas, California. James, thank you so much. And thanks, too, to Joseph Rapp from San Francisco, who came through for us as well. You know, we can use your name and thank you on the air, or you can stay anonymous. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you make the call and the connection. 800-525-9917. Have you memorized that yet? If you haven't, here it is again. 800-525-9917 or our website, KALW.org.
And if you want to hear your name and you want to hear your way of supporting KALW, do that. Call 1-800-525-9917. It's always great to hear people's names on the air getting thanked. Go to KALW.org. Also hit that pink donate button. You can do it on your phone. It might be easier that way if you're by a computer. It's all right there. KALW.org. Hit that pink donate button.
A vast array of gifts awaits you. That TSA thing was a surprise to me. I didn't know about it. And you know how I found out? That's because Marcus went through the site and found it. And you can do the same thing when you click that donate button at KALW.org. Do it now, please. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. When you hear the words dark or black, what comes to mind? A romantic midnight sky or a sweet berry? Or does something bad come to mind? Many of us have long associated the words dark and black with mostly negative connotations. And this is a conversation that some people in the Black diaspora and other communities of color have been having for years. Cello player and singer Mia Pixley explores the beauty of darkness on her latest album. It's called Love, Dark Bloom. Mia is a Black artist. In each song, she disassociates darkness with evil. The album is a blend of classical, jazz, folk, and the blues. Mia has performed with such artists as Fantastic Negrito, Will Ackerman, and Barbara Higbee. On top of being a great artist, Mia is also a psychologist. I spoke with Mia Pixley about what inspired her to make this album. Mia Pixley, welcome.
Hi.
You have created such a beautiful album. You know, I was reading your bio and I said, okay, she's into the mind and music. You're a psychologist and you play the cello and you can sing. You studied the cello at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. You're from Austin, Texas. That's a great music city. You lived in New York. That's a good music influence, influential city. Oakland, you're out here in the Bay. What about the cello caught your attention?
Ooh. Well, I started the cello when I was 4 at the University of Austin String Project. And I didn't actually choose it. It was because they had run out of violins for the kids to rent, and they only had cellos left. And it was perfect because I think I was drawn to how sad the cello was, like that it could capture melancholy in this really beautiful way that didn't feel overwhelming, but actually felt like almost uplifting. Like, okay, I can, and I think that really spoke to my soul as a little 4-year-old kid.
And I really hear that in your music. You know, that the melancholy and the upliftment of your songs. And so your new album is called Love, Dark Bloom. Gorgeous, gorgeous title. And I read on your website that this album is about exploring the richness of darkness and also reminding us that darkness does not equate to evil. And I noticed there are people of color having these discussions about rethinking these ideas of darkness. So tell us what inspired this album.
Yeah, this was really came at a point where I was reckoning with a lot of my control programs and things that weren't in alignment with how I wanted to live my life. It was like I almost conceived of this project before I entered a pretty, you know, self-reflective couple years. One thing about it, in addition to sort of asking this question, what if darkness isn't the villain? You know, what if darkness is rich, fertile soil? It's also me saying, as a Black woman, as a transracially adopted Black woman, what if my darkness is actually something to be celebrated and something that I can reclaim? And so that was sort of the beginning of this exploration, which I put to music. And felt very containing and safer to explore in that way because it was, you know, in a language music that I'm familiar with from early on.
You mentioned being transracially adopted. Were you adopted by white parents?
Yes. And grew up in Austin, Texas. Yeah. So I think wanting to reclaim my darkness and see it as integral to living a full life and really having vitality was, so freeing. The ways that dark has slipped into my vocabulary as a negative thing, when really I want to say heavy or really sad or even confusing, unclear, you know, it doesn't have to be bad. Dark is not evil inherently. It's just not. And that was really helpful for me to see the ways that I had internalized that message and kind of relearning.
I can really relate to that because I grew up being bullied for being dark skinned and just having to embrace being, you know, on the darker end of the color spectrum and seeing the beauty of myself. And also noticing, too, how we define darkness. So I really related to the theme of this album. What does darkness represent to you, and how is it sacred?
To me, darkness is the unseen, and it welcomes other senses that are not about sight, that are about intuition, that are about smell, touch, feel emotion, the soul. And it's also about rest and rejuvenation and also potential, just straight up potential and possibility. And it requires a waiting and it requires a slowness that in this day and age feels like the antidote to how quickly and how fast we are living and how much we rely on sight and knowing when maybe the times call for something else.
I want the folks to listen to your song, Dark. So here's a snippet of it.
Light comes out of the dark. Life comes out of the dark. And do you know when it strikes you? Does it strike you? And do you know when it strikes you? Does it fight you? My heart beats in the dark. Oh, heartbeat in the dark. And do you know when it strikes you?
And that was a snippet of the song Dark by Mia Pixley. I'm looking at the lyrics in the beginning of the song. Life comes out of the dark. Life comes out of the dark. And do you know when it strikes you? Does it strike you? And do you know when it strikes you? Does it fight you? My heart beats in the dark. All hearts beat in the dark. And I love those lines, especially at the end. My heart beats in the dark. All hearts beat in the dark. Because I'm thinking of this. I'm thinking of the singer Ricky Byers, who sings spiritual songs. And I know there's a song where she talks about, you know, God is in the light and in the dark, and like seeds grow in the dark. And when we're going through, you know, when we're going through troubles, that's the time when we grow. And so, and I'm reminded that there's so many things in our body that's keeping us alive that are in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So many things, including like just how life begins, just how life begins. And I think also as a psychologist sitting with people and some of the confusion or the unknown of what they might be feeling and seeing how people find their way in the dark and how that leads to such growth and such liberation, but that we have to go there. We have to go there to find it.
Yeah. And also too, some people do fun things in the dark.
Yeah.
We're walking around here because somebody, our parents were doing stuff in the dark a lot. That's why a lot of us are here, right?
Yeah.
That's why some of us are here.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are fun things to do in the dark. So.
And I'm so glad you say that because, you know, like I was thinking too about this album. I wanted it to feel playful. And, you know, like my friend mentioned this to me too. She's like, kids play with their shadows, you know, like if you play with your shadow, it's like really fun to see it move and against the light, and playing hide and go seek is fun. You know, get a little scared because you don't know. You know, it's just there's so many good things to do.
there's so many good things to do. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with cellist and singer Mia Pixley. Her album Love Dark Bloom is out now, and you can purchase it on Bandcamp and any other streaming platform. Also, Mia will be performing at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Sunday, December 21st. She'll be part of singer Barbara Higbee's annual Winter Solstice concert. Guitarist Vicki Randall will also be there, along with a number of other great artists. So Mia, a few of the songs on the album are inspired by literature. And your lead single, Marigold, is inspired by Toni Morrison's novel, The Bluest Eye. And the story is about a young Black girl who is bullied for having darker skin. She's dealing with colorism, and she desires blue eyes so she can be seen as more beautiful. And she's also a victim of sexual abuse. It's a heavy book. This was Toni Morrison's first novel. So, and I know Marigold are in the book, The Flower. How did this story move you to write the song?
Yeah. So you had asked me a little bit about my own internalized darkness. And I think part of the growth or whatever it is that I was wading through was reckoning with some of my shame for a lot of things. And what I appreciated about the novel, The Bluest Eye, was there's this character named the Maginot Line, and she's the owner of a brothel. And really, I think she's the only one in the story who truly loves Piccola, the protagonist. And because she's the owner of the brothel, people just throw all kinds of projections at her and they try and shame her, but she just doesn't take it. She mm-hmm. will not turn their projections at herself. And she, and I also learned that the Maginot Line is like actually a defense term. It's a military defense term. Mm-hmm. And so in the story, the year that Pecola came to town, no marigolds grew in the town except in the Maginot Line's vicinity. And I sort of saw that as so beautiful, how she was clear enough to see what was coming at her and that she knew how to not absorb it. And I was so moved by that, and that would have made my childhood a lot easier had I been able to do that. That's why I wrote Marigolds.
So let's hear a bit of Marigold.
Marigold, Marigold. Marigold, 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 marigold. Brown eyes young to be blue, being seen muddies, seeing through. Hold high, say clear as rain, the beloved, the lover's gain. Marigold, 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 marigold.
You got to be a good artist when you get inspired by Toni Morrison, and your songs are deep like her literature. Your songs are really, really deep and beautiful. It all flows, everything, the lyrics, the music, the melodies and the songs, and even the album cover. And I understand it was made by, is it Jemai Tasker?
Jemai Tasker, yeah. Okay. She's an amazing multimedia artist, yeah, mixed media artist. In San Francisco.
Okay. And so the artwork, it features a dark-skinned black woman with natural hair on a red background, and she has a red heart on her chest. Talk about that beautiful album cover.
Yeah, you know, Jemai had actually created that before the album was made. And she and I had done a collaboration at this place called CL Creative Spaces. I have this ongoing series called Shadow Play, and CL Creative Space hosted one, and Jemai was the visual artist to collaborate on that event. So I got to look through a lot of her work in that collaboration, and that red piece spoke to me, and I said, Jemai, can I work with this for the album cover? And she's like, absolutely. So it just felt like it went with it.
Yeah, even the mood that I see on the woman's face, it fits with the album, and the fact that her heart is out, mm-hmm. you know, and like you're exposing so much of your heart to us through this album. That's what I picked up on. Yeah, yeah.
And to me, I feel like there's like something that's very much like not a protest, but that there's such a courageousness about it for me that felt like it really matched what I was trying to practice doing yeah. this thing.
Yeah, there's absolutely strength and vulnerability mm-hmm. and truth and telling your truth.
Yeah.
Speaking of hearts, when I hear your music, I have to stop. I have to just stop mm-hmm. and just sit with it and be very present. How do you hope your music and your art speaks to our hearts as the listeners?
Yeah. What I hope is that it does encourage a kind of presence for things that we're not often present for. You know, present for things that are unseen, but always there, but for whatever reason, we just don't get to be with. That's what I hope.
Mia, again, congratulations. It's a beautiful album. Thank you for putting it out into the world and making us rethink words and definitions. Yeah.
Thank you,
Jemai. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was cello player and singer Mia Pixley. Her new album is Love, Dark Bloom. You can get it on Bandcamp.com and other streaming platforms. And you can hear Mia live at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Sunday, December 21st for Barbara Higbee's annual Winter Solstice Concert. And also make sure to stick around to the end of this show because we'll have a ticket giveaway for a show with the Smuin Contemporary Ballet. Coming up, singer Naya Cephas honors her African-American and Afro-Brazilian cultures in her debut album. But first, my KALW colleagues, Andrew Coro and Marcus Rosario, have a few words for you about our membership drive.
The words are so simple. Go to your computer or go to your phone. It's our membership drive. It is our last membership drive of this year. And you know, we're so proud of how we do it because we spend less time doing this than just about any other radio station in the country, probably, definitely locally. We want to keep these short and sweet just long enough to let you know that we are reliant on our members. Everything you hear coming out of your speaker right now came from member support. It is a huge percentage of what we do, and it's the reason we can innovate with more news programming, more music programming, more public access through our 220 Montgomery and through our new People's Studio, which is being constructed. All of that you are supporting with a mere $5 a month or up. You can do up if you want to. KALW.org, 800-525-9917. I'm Angie Kerr. DJ Marcus is here.
And we want to give some quick thank yous. Thank you to Diane Applebaum in Alameda, Mark Gorney in Berkeley, and Ted and Laura Leahy in Piedmont. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your gifts in the last hour. And if you want to hear your name, you want to give, go to KALW.org and hit that pink donate button. Or if you want to call 1-800-525-9917 and give what you can. A little goes a long way.
Thank you so much for joining KALW. And if you haven't, do it now.
Listening to the Sights and Sounds show with me, Janae Darden. The East Bay Express described my next guest as a quote-unquote modern-day oracle. Naya Cephas is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist based in West Oakland. Her music reflects both her African-American and Afro-Brazilian roots. Listen closely to her lyrics, and her songs are like a memory, a prayer, a call for justice, a testament of survival, and an invitation to just feel free. Naya's debut album is called Cosmicpolitan, and she recorded it at Greaseland Studios in San Jose under the mentorship of Bay Area blues singer Alabama Mike. Cosmicpolitan is out now, and Naya is here with me in studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much, and thank you for your kind words about my album.
Oh,
my goodness.
It was my pleasure, my pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. This is your debut album. So how does it feel out there in the world?
Oh, my goodness. I honestly never believed that my music would leave, you know, the ears of my friends and family. But
really?
Thankfully, the nonprofit record label Little Village Foundation, they found me and they put my music out, and I'm just so happy about it all.
Oh, well, we're glad that they found you, and we're glad that your music is out there in the world. Cosmicpolitan, I love that.
Yes.
For album title. Tell us, what does that mean?
Okay, so I kind of merged the word cosmopolitan, which is, it talks about kind of like intergenerational or intercultural things, mm-hmm. and kind of the connectedness of just all of us, right? And that's the cosmic of the album. And the politan is the many cultures that I myself am a part of, you know, being American, the foundation of America is, you know, immigrants and the many mm-hmm. different cultures. And I myself, I grew up in Chinatown. I grew up next to Mariachi Plaza. Yes. I grew up with Filipino aunts. So that's just kind of like the different cultures that can be mixed and cross borders.
Yes, yes. So you've been exposed to just so much culture. And I know you've lived in different places too.
Yes.
So a lot of like different,
yes.
American cultures, global cultures.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And so I hear a mix of so much in your music. So when I'm listening to your album, I hear rock, I hear country, I hear pop, I hear folk, hear soul. And that's not even all of the music genres on your album. Who were some of your musical influences, and how how did you get into music?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I actually don't listen to music that much.
Really?
So there's no one that I am specifically pulling from.
Interesting.
But I did not want to feel like when I made this album that people are like, oh, that's this genre and that's the only genre that they can stay within. Mm-hmm. Right? So I tried to pick from lots of different genres, also mixing in the title Cosmopolitan, like all of these different genres mixed together.
Right, right. So you don't have a lot of musical influences, but you've been exposed to so much music.
Oh, absolutely.
And how so? Is that just through going to cultural festivals or studying music?
So both of my parents have been big in the music world my entire life. So they would travel around with different music groups.
Mm.
And my mother was my first music teacher. She's a classical pianist.
And she's here, too.
And she is here.
At the station today.
I went to the Neighborhood School of Music for a little bit, which is in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then I trained at the Colburn School of Music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where you got a lot of your musical influence. And mom played a role in
yes.
that. Okay, got
yes.
it. So, you know, in your music, you blend Afro-Brazilian culture. And you have a song called, let me get it right, Frequencia?
Yes.
Okay.
Frequencia.
Okay. Which is Portuguese for frequency. Because you sing in multiple languages on your album,
yes.
okay? the whole world is in her hands and on this album.
Oh my goodness, that's so cute.
I love that, right? Because like I just love different cultures and different people, mm-hmm. and that's very American too. To like,
exactly.
yeah, to just be exposed to so many different people, so many different languages.
Exactly.
So let's hear a bit of that song, Frequencia.
Let's roll it.
Gente, vem aqui, resonating frequencies. Você não sabe o que eu criei pra você. Just wait and see.
So that was Frequencia by artist Naya Cephas. Okay, so Naya, what is that song about? Because your songs have meanings. You're not just singing just to be singing.
Thank you.
Yeah, your songs,
yes.
Each song going through the album means something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this song I wrote during a time when I was feeling absolutely trapped. I was caged in my body, caged in my mind. I had just been in a car accident where I broke both my femurs and all the bones in my right arm. I couldn't even play guitar at the time, but slowly with rehabilitation, I started to play and I started to kind of crawl out of this dark space. And that is what is at the essence of this song, how to change your reality from this dark one by taking these actions and having perseverance and faith, and then finding your reality, yourself in a reality that's more positive. And inside of the song, you will find some keys like going outside, taking a walk, talking to your friends about your sadness.
Yeah, when I read about that accident, which was in 2019, and I've been in car accidents, and it was hard for me to even read it just to see what you experienced and what you went through. And I'm so happy you survived. And your mother's here, and I can only imagine how she was feeling.
Of course.
And the doctors, you know, they said that it would take you a year to walk, and you proved them wrong there. You recovered faster than they estimated. They said, again, like you mentioned, you wouldn't be able to use your arm.
Yes.
And you are playing
exactly.
the guitar and singing.
Exactly.
You know, and I know you talked about you did things like go outside and have a different outlook on just, you know, your condition. But your music is very spiritual, too, as well. So, you know, what role did that play in your healing and your music play in your healing?
Well, the role it played is absolutely everything, right? Because I'm waking up in this bed completely broken with tubes down my throat, and they're telling me all these things. And I had just gone through this spiritual journey where I had learned so much. So as in the face of these comments, all I could think was, that is not my reality. Mm-hmm. Just quite simply, they said I would never use my right arm again. And mm-hmm. I just said, that's not my reality. And that is the basis of my spirituality and the basis of my healing. Just what they have proclaimed for me will not be.
Yeah. I know when I was sick one time, this was in 2023. And I know sometimes when I wasn't, you know, feeling well, or I felt like I couldn't get up, I would just talk to myself, you know, or just sing or like think of a poem or something. And it's something about that that can motivate you to, you know, to move. But I gotta applaud you. Yeah, I gotta applaud you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a journey.
I was about to say, I imagine so. I want to play another clip of one of your songs. So we just it's all about Naya.
Thank you.
I like this song too, Autumn Nights. So let's hear a clip of that.
Okay.
The sky with me on my end so high. Oh, why did we never left? Didn't think how'd we get down higher up, quiet to the sound. No way to get down. So now I'm falling, falling down. Deeper, deeper still.
If you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with singer and songwriter Naya Cephas, and her album is called Cosmopolitan, and it's out now. And that song we just heard is called Autumn Nights. And I love it. I love anything that has fly in it. So take me back to the time I could fly, touch the sky. Oh me, oh my, I'm high. Oh, why did we float up? We didn't think we'd get down. So what is that song? That's poetry too. You know?
Oh, I'm glad you think so, because this song, it is very close to my heart. It holds a lot of memories and it's nostalgic, but it also was written during a time of emotional healing mm-hmm. for me. And that's why there's these, you know, we're flying and we're falling and we're falling with no parachute. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be okay.
Yeah. And it's so upbeat, you know. And and we were bobbing our heads here in the studio. And I know the first time I heard it, I was like, oh. And then I started, that's why I said in the intro, I was like, as you listen, you know, because the songs are good and they have a beat to it, you want to bop. And then when you listen closely, you're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Like, this is not just a bop. Like, this is, you know, this is even deeper. So you collaborated with a number of artists on this album.
I did.
And one of them is here today. Your mom.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And your mom's recording us.
Yes.
Your mom, Roseanne Duarte?
Yes, Roseanne Duarte.
Yeah, and so she sang backup vocals and played the piano.
Yes.
So what does it mean to have your mom on your first album?
Oh, it means absolutely everything to me. At this moment, I'm just kind of thinking back to when she was our church choir teacher, mm-hmm. and you know, she's teaching me and all my friends how to sing, and those moments made it onto the album. My mother's beautiful piano playing on Borderlands, and her vocals with me on Frecuencia and several other songs. Being in the studio with her was amazing. It was.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It was too cool.
Yeah. So it wasn't no pressure. Mom knew what she raised you right. Right.
No pressure at all. Just all fun and games when we're at Greaseland Studios, really.
That's fun to just be jamming out with your mom like that.
Yes. And then also we had all of these different artists, and I like to say it's the little village that flew from far and wide to arrive at the Oasis Greaseland Studios. Because that's exactly what happened.
Right. And they were the nonprofit that discovered you. Some of your songs, you know, you talk about your mom being a choir leader, and some of your songs are they're like prayers. And you reference source, like source of creation. You say, Lord. I'm thinking of the track Timmy's Song. Tell us about that. I wanted to incorporate that into your music.
I think just with being raised within the church and having my parents be church leaders, that's why I have this, you know, church sound or this spiritual feeling that comes from my music. Because, you know, I'm not necessarily in the church anymore, but I'm a very spiritual person. And that is the message that I am trying to get across. You know, there is spirituality, there is deepness, there is depth.
Yeah. And I say that too because, you know, like I said, East Bay Express, you know, called you a modern day oracle.
Yes.
So that's a deep compliment.
I was very surprised
to
see that. I was. But I do resonate. I do resonate with it. And I'm very appreciative about that article and the story that it told.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great article. And you said your parents were church leaders, so your mom was a choir leader. Is your dad a minister? Or?
My dad was also a music director within different churches.
Okay, okay. Yes. And, you know, and we're going to wrap up soon. It goes by so quick. But your songs are also a call for freedom and justice.
Oh, yes,
and
thank you.
A call for the end of anti-Black violence and anti-Black harassment. Because there's a song, I think it's in 400 years, where you're like, can you just leave us alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let us read in private. Let us, without being disturbed, let us go get Skittles and you know, a drink without being disturbed.
And have these 400 years not been long enough.
Yeah.
It's time for it to end.
Yeah. What's the connection? And we have about a minute left, but what's the connection for you between singing and looking at liberation?
I think that the voice itself is a powerful thing. And we have the abilities to create, you know, with our voices, we can create different realities. If we don't like something, we can stand up and say, I don't like this. This is not right. And that's kind of what we need more of right now. We need more people standing up, looking at this reality that we're in and just say it out loud. This is not right. And it needs to stop.
And historically, when you look at artists, you know, and I'm thinking just even like the Civil Rights Movement, how much song played a role
beautiful.
In that.
Beautiful. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Naya, this went by so quickly.
It did, but I'm so appreciative to you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I just really appreciate the album. It's really uplifting. And what's next for you? Because I understand you going somewhere nice and warm and cozy with some good music and some good food.
Absolutely. I am off to tour Brazil for a little while, and I will be back in February. And then after that, there will be some music festivals that you can find me at in the spring and summer times. So if you follow along, I will be coming right back out.
Okay, so follow Naya on her social media.
Absolutely.
And we won't be jealous because she'll be nice and warm in Brazil.
I'm out of here.
She said deuces. All right. Naya, thank you so much.
Of course. It was so awesome to be here. Thank you.
Naya Cephas's debut album is Cosmopolitan. You can buy it and listen to it on various streaming platforms. And I emphasize buy because we got to support our local artists. Next up, Jason Brock is getting folks into the holiday spirit with his amazing voice. But first, I'll toss it to my KALW colleagues who have a special and brief message for you about supporting our station.
I love that hint. We're going to keep it brief. That's good. You want to get as much of Janae as you possibly can. She is one of the innovative shows that KALW is so proud of and is unique to KALW and only came about because of membership dollars. You know, it's really that simple. We spend a lot of time talking about how this works and inveigling you to call or go to the website. We tell you about the gifts that you can get. We tell you all the different ways you can give, but it all comes down to this one naked fact. We would not be here without you. There are people who just moved to the area. There are people whose, you know, their support has lapsed. No matter who, no matter what your story is, go to the website, klw.org, and join again.
Yeah, or call 1-800-525-9917. This is the last time of the year we're asking for your support. A little goes a long way. We want to keep continuing to give, to keep serving you, like shows like Janae Darden's show and so many other shows you can't get anywhere else in the world, in the country, here in the Bay Area. So go to klw.org, hit that pink donate button and give what you can, $5, $10, maybe $50, $100 or $500 if you want to be a part of the People's Studio. give what you can.
Absolutely. And do it now. And here's an extra thought. You know, it's the season of giving. You have at least one neighbor who cannot afford to support KALW. How about if you are a member, just getting in touch and, you know, throwing a little extra into the pot. So we are there not just for you, but for them as well. It's so in keeping with the season. 800-525-9917. The website is KALW.org. No more hints. Back to Janae.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden. For those who celebrate, can you believe Christmas is in 2 weeks and Hanukkah begins in several days? No matter what holiday you honor, time flies when you're adulting. And one of the things I love about the holiday season is the music. Singer Jason Brock is bringing the jingles and joys with his 12th annual holiday show. Jason was a finalist for the singing competition show X Factor, and he'll be performing with pianist Dee Spencer. And you can see them at Martuni's Piano in San Francisco on Sunday, December 14th, and Tuesday, December 16th. And I understand Jason and Dee will be bringing some soul and humor to their show. And here to tell us more about his show is Jason Brock. So this is your 12th holiday show.
That's right.
Yes. Congratulations.
I've been doing it for 12 years. Thank you. And there were some years that I was in Japan doing them.
Yes.
But I still kept counting because I never stopped doing the holiday show. 1 year it was online because if you remember the COVID stuff.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So that was interesting and not really that fun, but I did it anyway.
You know, but you know, at that time, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because artists are so important. And when you did things like that, that helped us, you know, having things online. That made people feel maybe a little less isolated, a little less alone, more hopeful, you know, when you
That's
did that.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course, it doesn't beat seeing you in person at Martuni's, but.
No, that's going to be the best because you can see what I'm wearing and it'll be the same red suit that I've worn for about 7 years.
Okay.
That's the tradition.
Okay, it's the holidays. We want to keep with the traditions.
Yeah,
Why do you like doing this show? So you've done it overseas in Japan. You've done it here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
12 years.
Yeah.
Why do you like doing this?
I just love holiday music. Like, I'm one of those people, I'm not even a Christian. So people think like, oh, you must be like, you love Christmas. Isn't that religious? I'm like, well, not for me. And I think not for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow that music just gets me into the Christmas spirit, the mood. And I don't know, ever since childhood, I just love that music. And I love a couple of songs that people don't know so well. I always do this one that's actually from a Christian artist who died in a car crash, rest in peace. But anyway, he's very talented. And that's one of the songs I usually introduce people to who haven't been to the show and they end up loving it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of traditional stuff too.
Okay.
You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, you and pianist Dee Spencer, you'll be performing together. And this is not your first time performing together.
No, we've done too much work together. We're
right.
Sick of each other.
Yeah, because when I see Vince, like, I see her name. So
I know. We're like one entity now.
I know. It, you know, it comes with a pair. You know, they come together. So Dee is a professor of music at San Francisco State, and she founded the university's jazz studies program. Okay,
yes,
so we have, you know, you can sing, she can play. Okay, so how did you two connect?
Well, we met at when I first moved to San Francisco, like 20 years ago or so. I walked down from my house down to Rosella's Jazz Club, which doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it was there a long time ago. And they had a live open mic jazz event, and Dee was the band leader, and I sang with them, and she's like, who are you? Because she liked my voice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, who are you? You know, I loved how she played. And so she asked me to come do an event at another club, Yoshi Bistro Yoshi, which is also closed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But there were some live music places that we were doing. And then we ended up at Martuni's, the piano bar. And we did that her gig. I would sing at her gig. Then I got my own gig, my own night. And then we had like two nights a week there for years. we got fired and rehired by the owner, Skip, who we love.
Okay. that fire, rehired, and Skip. That's
like
a story.
Yeah. I know. Right? I hope he's not listening. But then again, yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
but
Martuni is like a home. It's always felt really comfortable.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you work with somebody and together you've been fired and hired three times,
I know, right? And still on
that's
good
a connection.
Terms.
Yes, and still on good terms. That's a connection.
Yes. We do actually have one gig with our names together, Brock and Spencer, at the Academy every Tuesday night. Or not every Tuesday, every first Wednesday at the Academy on Church and Market. So just wanted to throw that out there if anyone wants to see us using the Brock and Spencer name.
Okay, cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's another option to a way for people to check you all out. Nice.
Yes.
All right. If you're just tuning in, I'm laughing and speaking with singer Jason Brock. His 12th annual holiday show is happening at Martuni's Piano in San Francisco, Piano Bar, in San Francisco on Sunday, December 14th and Tuesday, December 16th. Jason, I want to play a clip from about 13 years ago. I pulled it out of the vault. When you were on X Factor, and I don't know if this is an audition tape or not, but you were singing A Whole New World a cappella, and I just want to play that because it was so beautiful.
Thank you.
It was so beautiful to listen to and so soulful too. So I just want people to get a idea, for those who don't know, how you can sing.
Thank you.
I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. And when we're way up here, it's crystal clear. Now I'm in a whole new world. That's where we'll be. A wondrous place, a thrilling chase for you and me.
That is beautiful.
Thank you. I haven't heard that forever.
That is beautiful. I said he sang Peabo Bryson's and Regina Bell's parts.
Oh my gosh. You know, they're both amazing.
You sang both their parts.
Well, I did my best. That was right after I got kicked off the show. And I was doing videos to try to keep up with my fame, and it worked for a little while.
that worked for me, because that was just absolutely gorgeous. And the fact that you could sing both of their parts, because I would have killed it, like you would have died, but you brought it to life. Nobody would have wanted to go to my world, but we all wanted to go to your
world. Come on, do it. <Mm-mm>. Okay,
let me stop.
But that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. If I had a little red wine, I might kept going. But I just want people to just like I said, for people maybe who haven't heard you sing, I just want them to get my mother just texted me. She said that made her want to cry.
Hearing
you sing that.
Really? That's an honor.
She says that, she means it.
Wow.
Okay, so I know that's not a Christmas song, or a holiday song, but it's a song. It's a good song. And it's one of those songs that puts you in the mood, too. So what kind of music can we expect? I know you said,
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen videos, and you sing all kinds of stuff.
I do. I sing all kinds of stuff, and I say all kinds of inappropriate things. So I won't use any language on this podcast, on this radio show. You're welcome. But in the show, I'm going to do some standards like Let It Snow, the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and Last Christmas. And I'm going to mix in some humor and a couple stories including my unforgettable theme song of the Jeffersons that revolves around pie. That's all I can tell you about that.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. You got to move on up. You got to move on up to the holiday show to hear it.
And there's a song. Okay, if you can imagine Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of Sade's Smooth Operator, that's happening.
What?
And yeah, it's pretty interesting. What? It's really, really good. People laugh. And it's a fun song. And the other one that's kind of unique is I'm doing a song in Japanese, a Christmas song called nice. Christmas Eve. Kurisumasu Eve. And I speak Japanese, so I can do that song. It's a kind of sad, but it's a beautiful song. So I think people will like it.
And okay, so you're fluent in Japanese.
I wouldn't say it's fluent, but I'm good enough, you know, like yeah. to get by. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Okay. I'm like, I know Smooth Operator. So I'm like, Rudolph the Reindeer. Like, is it like
you
that?
You practically figured it out. It's Smooth Little Reindeer. And D is doing the harmony, and it sounds so good. Yeah.
Oh.
But when I first did it, she looked at me like, what the heck are you doing? What am I supposed to do here? Because we always do that song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're just changing it up. Just say Smooth Little Reindeer.
You and D have this thing where it's like, she's like, what are you doing? Like, that's kind of how you met. Like, who are you?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've seen a pattern. And then y'all get fired, and but y'all stay together and keep working together.
Exactly. Ironically, she's like the straight man in our comedy duo. Well, maybe that's not ironic. She's probably closer to a straight man than me.
This is the inappropriate thing to say it at the show.
Yes, exactly.
But you know,
it's something like that.
That is the holidays, because it's usually when family get together, somebody says something, and
oh,
like,
you know it.
Yeah.
At least we're not talking politics, and I'm not.
Oh, yeah. We a lot of us need a break from that. So we have about a minute. So, okay. What are you looking forward to in the new year?
Looking forward to the new year, I'll be honest, quitting smoking and returning to Japan, where I started smoking again.
So are you moving back to Japan, or are you going to visit? Or
just going to visit, yeah. Maybe move back one day, but not in the plans right now.
Okay. And so then you're going to work on quitting smoking. Mm-hmm, so good luck. So we wish
Thank you.
We wish you good luck with that. And
and
before we go, what are you looking forward to about this year's holiday show that you'll be doing?
Oh, what I'm looking forward to is Smooth Little Reindeer, Janae.
Oh, I
yeah, you gotta hear Smooth Little Reindeer.
It's in my head. It's in my head. Okay, so we get Sade, Smooth Little Reindeer, and a martini. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, those drinks are so good. I recommend the lemon drop.
Okay, lemon drop, Sade, reindeer song. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and inappropriate jokes that we can't.
Inappropriate jokes. It's going to be a good time.
All right. So, sounds like a holiday celebration. Well, Jason Brock, happy holidays to you. Happy New Year, and thank you for coming on.
You too. Thank you.
I've been speaking with singer Jason Brock. Check out his 12th annual holiday show at Martuni's in San Francisco on Sunday, December 14th and Tuesday, December 16th. That's all the time we have for the Sights and Sounds show with Janae Darden. Thank you to our show producer, Porfirio Rangel, our board operator, Damian Miner, and our director of audio programming, David Boyer. And thank you for tuning in. Okay, so I have a few announcements. This Friday is behind the scenes of the In the Name of Love, the Dr. Martin Luther King tribute. And again, this is behind the scenes. And incredible artists such as Kev Choice and B. DeVoe will be performing. And that's happening this Friday, 7 p.m. at KALW's venue in downtown San Francisco at 220 Montgomery Street. All right, so I talked about a giveaway. All right, so listen up. KALW has a family four-pack of tickets from the Smuin Contemporary Ballet to give away. This is for their Christmas ballet shows at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts. Now, the show dates are tomorrow, Thursday, December 11th, through Sunday, December 14th. To win tickets, email kalw.org and put ballet tickets in the subject line. Again, email kalw@kalw.org. I hope I said that right the first time. kalw@kalw.org and put ballet tickets in the subject line. And the first person to get their email in wins. This has been an incredible year for the Sights and Sounds team. We launched our one-hour show back in March, and we've probably interviewed close to 100 artists in that span of time. And listeners like you have helped us lift up Bay Area artists. Journalism and the arts are so critical during times like these. So, so important. And we get to do both here on our Sights and Sounds shows. So help us to continue to bring you engaging, fun, and informative programs that shine the spotlight on Bay Area arts and culture. So go to klw.org/donate or call 800-525-9917. And I want to bring in my KLW colleagues, Angie Coro and Marcus Rosario, to close out the show with me. Hey, y'all.
Hey y'all. Hey.
Thank you. That was an amazing show. It was an amazing show. And yeah, if you just heard arts and culture, it can't happen anywhere else. This is why it matters. This is one of the few times of the year we're asking for support. It's the end of the year. So if you haven't already, please go to klw.org and hit that donate button. Give what you can, because a little goes a long way.
800-525-9917. Am I randomly spouting numbers? I am not. That's our phone number. Use it. 800-525-9917. Or go online to become a member or increase your membership or make a leadership gift of $5,000, $10,000 or more. That's quite the spread, $5 a month mm-hmm. to $10,000 or more. You fit in there somewhere, and you fit in as a member of KLW. Go to klw.org for all the information. Janae, you brought up a really good point. You know, we're lifting up the local creators. That's our job. I think every radio station has defined yes. what it does. They define why they go on the air. That's us. We're local. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what I love doing this show, because we have so many amazing, talented artists here in the Bay Area. And so I love bringing these artists on the show and introducing them to people here, you know, in the Bay and people beyond the Bay, because we have listeners outside of the Bay that listen, or to like the fans of these artists, you know, to give them even more exposure so the fans can listen to as well. But again, the arts is so important during times like this. 800-525-9917 or go online to klw.org/donate. I mean, Jason, you know, even when we talked to him, he was talking about how he, you know, hosted an event online during the pandemic. And I always say artists got us through the pandemic. Artists mm-hmm. got us through the pandemic.
Yes, yes. Artists have, and they will keep us going. And that's why it's important, because you won't get anywhere else. Anything that's local, independent, like KALW, especially when it comes to arts, music, and culture, and all the local stories that we bring you right here. So if you like what you hear every day, every minute of every hour here on KALW, go to KALW.org and hit that donate button. If you have your phone next to you, you can do it right there. Or if you want to call, you can call 1-800-525-9917.